This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have in the studio John Moser. He is a local attorney, a 31-year Army career retired colonel, and he's also the chairman of the Veterans Resource Committee of the Melbourne Regional Chamber. He's here today to tell us a little bit about this organization.
The Veterans Resource Committee is one of the committees of the Melbourne Regional Chamber here in Florida, and it was established approximately 2 years ago to be able to address all of the issues associated with veterans, to be able to have a resource for our veterans when they're looking at various assets and resources that they may need. We have many events during the year, at least two job fairs. We have one great event that's coming up September the 6th is going to be our Stick Marsh Veterans Bass Challenge, which is a large fishing tournament to honor, bring attention to, and give our disabled vets a full day of fishing free of charge. All their meals are provided. Bass Pro Shop's been an incredible sponsor along with our VRC in giving these disabled vets a wonderful day of activity. And that's September the 6th, a Saturday. It will end at the end of the day with a huge banquet out at Bass Pro, barbecue, bands, awards ceremony. It's just going to be a wonderful event. We invite everyone to go to our site, get their tickets for that. We're still looking for sponsors. We need 50 boat captains. We need regular sponsors. There's going to be three meals provided. Also, the Friday night, September the 5th, will be a huge gala. Company B is a three-woman singing troupe that actually replicate the Andrews sisters when they used to do USO tours for World War II. They are tremendous. To have this be an incredible weekend, incredible event for our veterans. And we invite everyone out, invite everyone to get involved. Let's show the community, let's show the world that we're really, truly behind our veterans and we want to support them.
Is this fishing tournament a fundraiser?
It's a combination. I've got to give credit again to our president, Christine Michaels. It was kind of a brainchild of hers and Mayor William Capote of Palm Bay. It's been in the works over a year. It literally is to do two things. One is somewhat of a fundraiser, but that's not the primary purpose. Our primary purpose, first of all, is for these three-person teams, 50 of those, and those three teams are comprised of a boat captain, and so now we've got a lot of the public officials, and then the third chair in that boat is going to be a disabled veteran. Right now, we're doing our very best to very delicately and diplomatically determine who those 50 disabled vets are. We don't want to offend anyone. There's not that one person's disability is more worthy than another. But as you can see, with only 50 positions, we have to have some sort of screening process. So we're in the process of doing that as we speak. For the veteran, nothing is expended on from their own pockets. Everything is paid for. There'll be a breakfast, there'll be a lunch, and then at the end of the day, the banquet out at Bass Pro Shop, and there'll be an award ceremony. All of the veterans will get a gift bag, but it's also and probably just important to raise awareness for our veterans generally and particularly our disabled vets. And we, along with, again, the event on Friday, September the 5th, it is about bringing awareness to the plight of our veterans, whether that be assistance that may be needed at the VA hospital, the VA clinics, volunteers. Get behind a vet, hire a vet. If you have a business that's inclined to hire a vet, which we strongly encourage people to do, hopefully this will be one more vehicle to just celebrate and let these brave men and women that serve our nation know how much we appreciate them.
Let's tell the folks how they can find out more about your organization.
Call 724-5400, or you can go to the main website of the Melbourne Regional Chamber or veteransresourcecommittee.org.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Terry.